straight into Brad Breakfast this morning.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you, my friend. I'm mighty glad to hear from you. I got your letter about Larry O'Brien. Larry has a few good friends that rather feel that he would be a good chairman. But I believe it's to his best interest, and I know it's to mine, to have a good Postmaster General and a good congressional White House operation. He's got one too many jobs now.
Well, you know best, Mr. President. I just passed that thought on to you. We're interested in your re-election. A strong Democratic Party, too. I just wanted to pass that on to you. I think Larry's a great man, and your decision will be best. Your decision will be right.
I had Shriver do the Peace Corps job. It mostly ran itself in poverty, and I got a lot of static from the Congress and all over the country having a man and two jobs. Now, I've got Larry and two pretty heavy ones now, and I gave him a third one.
That's right. He does a good job on the Hill, Mr. President.
I think so, and I'm afraid that Jerry Ford and the rest of them would make a big issue. He said the other day we could get a man to the moon before we get a letter delivered, and I think if he's chairman of the committee, the National Committee, they'd say he's just off politicking instead of running the post office department. We're going to... maybe we made a mistake, but we listened to the congressional leaders last year and turned over about $1 million for them to run the congressional campaign. Traditionally, historically, the National Committee has never gone in and run a congressman's campaign. They resent it. They don't want a fellow like Steve Mitchell or Don Bailey or anybody running a congressional campaign. Most of them won't even let the national chairman come in their district.
Well, Mr. President, we want you to run it. You are the greatest man running. You swept our state, swept the country, and when you get behind it, we'll put it over. We were just disappointed up here by the trend of things in the last election.
We suffered some losses, but they were primarily, I think, because we had men like Romney and men like Rhodes and men like Reagan, the three R's. Won by such landslides. When I was head of the ticket and carried it heavy, I brought in five new men from Ohio, five new men from Michigan, three or four new men from California. Now, when I wasn't on that ticket, and those men that headed it were Republicans, and they voted the Republican ticket, it took care of the congressman. So we lost those five from Michigan, and probably never should have come anyway. We lost the five from Ohio. We lost the four from California. And that is pretty well what happened to half of our losses.
Yeah, we're not without resources. I tell them we have the president, we have a Democratic Senate, we have a Democratic Congress, we got half of the governors, we got the people with us. But there is a lot of thought that there needs to be organization. I talked with Buford Ellington recently. He says that he's going to put a full-time man in Tennessee, trying to put Tennessee back. Not doing it at the last moment, working at it all the time.
That's right. And what we've got to do, the big problem we have, if every time a congressman starts to cut my guts out or denounce me, or every time a Republican hits me, if our boys could stay together instead of go over and join with them and vote with them and cuss us, I looked at the ticker this morning and about 10 attacks and 9 of them are from Democrats.
Well, I preach harmony up here all the time, preach unity all the time. I regretted what happened yesterday. You know what Mike Kirvin said. He talked about Roosevelt and Al Smith being divided, but said two great men settle their differences. He said if two great men can do it, said surely we can settle our petty differences. And then John Bell goes out and says that they've driven us out of the Democrat Party in the South. This was most unfortunate what he said, and he's very articulate. He's very effective on television, and I was concerned about Arkansas and Tennessee and Kentucky impact that he'll have out of Memphis, and I didn't want to see that done, but we couldn't. This Frank Thompson, he's very vicious. He's got bowling behind him. He's next thing he wants to roll the speaker. He wants to get Wayne Aspinall. This little group wants to put their own chairman in. The speaker of all the Democrats. He's speaker of the whole country, of the nation. But there's a rather powerful little force that's trying to dominate and take over, and I always talk harmony and unity. I say in the cloakroom, if we pull together, we can win anything. but it's gonna be a little more difficult this time.
That's right. I agree with you, and thank you for your letter.
Yeah, nice talking, Mr. President. Good health, and best to you.